Hello, this is Stephen Allen. I am the corresponding author for an article that will be presented in two parts in the May and June edition of BPI as a bioprocess technical article entitled Optimization and Scale-Up of HCIC-Based Monoclonal Antibody Purification Processes. As we all know, being process developers, we have an increasing focus on strategies to support enhanced process economics and robustness. And particularly, our study that's presented in this two-part series evaluates the use of hydrophobic charge induction chromatography, also known as HCIC, for the purification of monoclonal antibodies. And specifically, we're looking at the use of this technology as a lower cost alternative to protein A. Our objectives was to obtain greater than or equal to 90% purity with greater than or equal to 90% IgG recovery in a single chromatographic step, matching what we would typically see when using protein A as an initial capture step. HCIC, for those of you that may not be aware, was introduced by Burton in 1998. Its mechanism is based on the pH-dependent behavior of dual-mode ionizable hydrophobic hydrophobic ligands. Details concerning the chromatographic mechanism and optimization strategies are presented in this article. And in fact, specifically, part one of the article gives background and describes materials and methods used in our study of MEP hypercell HCIC sorbent. And then moving on to the part two, the June article, we investigate control methods as well as the influence of both residence time and feedstock concentration. In addition, we compare isolation results from urine IgG1 monoclonal antibodies from albumin-supplemented and albumin-free growth media. And finally, we look at antibodies representing multiple isotypes and species. I hope the readers find this article interesting and thought-provocative. Please let me know, again, Stephen Allen, as the corresponding author, if you have any questions. Thank you now. Hopefully you'll enjoy reading the article.